Bring out your freaks and put them on TV. I want to see them entertaining me. The one with the ass and her sister's three. And the one with the pussy where their penis used to be. Growing up, we had one TV. It was black and white with no remote. Your father chose what you watched, most likely. It was Bonanza and or Gunsmoke. But now I got my own and there's lots of stuff to watch and we don't even have reruns. We have encore presentations and hundreds of new shows, although most of them are made for a dunce. Bring out your freaks and put them on TV. I want to see them entertaining me. The one with the ass and her sister's three. And the one with the pussy where their penis used to be. And if you watch a new version of an old game show, you can see how far we've come. Humility's gone by the wayside, and the questions are really dumb. And I challenge you to find a sitcom, no matter how many channels you switch, where the leading female characters don't call each other bitch. Bring out your freaks and put them on TV. I want to see them entertaining me. The one with the ass and her sister's three. And the one with the pussy where their penis used to be. Although prime time is irrelevant with streaming and a DVR, I haven't seen much in that time slot that shouldn't be rated R. They don't call it an idiot box for nothing. It's making an idiot out of you and me. And yet I sit there and let it suck my brains out in between the times I gotta get up to pee. So bring out your freaks and put them on TV. I want to see them entertaining me. The one with the ass and her sister's three. And the one with a pussy where their penis used to be.